Hello, and welcome to Business Talk. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And I'd like to introduce the host of this week's episode. He's the editor of Business West. Here's Joe Bednar.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Business Talk. We have a great show for you today. Our guest is William Gagnon, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Excel Dryer. Very happy to have you here on Business Talk, Bill.
Thanks, Joe. Happy to be here.
So jump right into it. It's hard to imagine anyone who doesn't know about your dryers, but give me the basics about what your major current products are and how they and the technology that runs them have evolved over the years.
Sure. So we manufacture the Accelerator hand dryers here in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts. We've been manufacturing them here for over 20 years. People are familiar with them, but think that we're just a local company, but we do manufacture them locally, but ship them all over the globe. So we have a global presence. And since we really invented the high-speed, energy-efficient hand dryer category, we have become the number one brand sold.
Is there a lot of competition in that category, or do you guys kind of stand above as far as your market presence in the, you know, specifically in the high-powered dryer market?
Yeah, with hand dryers in the beginning, before the high-efficiency models, XL Dryer was a quality company and number two behind World Dryer, which was the by far a global leader, and we were a distant second, but it was a very small niche market. When we created the high-efficiency hand dryer, a lot more players came into the industry and the market. Most notably would be Dyson, and they created a version of a hand dryer using their vacuum cleaner motor. That was a little scary at the time for us being small, but I would say it helped the industry as a whole because they're a global brand. They're a multi-billion dollar company. They brought a lot of awareness to hand dryers that XL Dryer and World Dryer didn't have the capability or presence to do.
And looking forward, what's the continued growth potential for XL? Are there still a lot of public restrooms that don't have hand dryers, or at least don't have the powerful high efficiency ones?
Yeah, I would say unfortunately and fortunately, there are still the majority of restrooms use paper towels. A statistic in the United States for construction, we're still only about 10% in new construction with hand dryers, and 90% still using paper towels, even though there are clear benefits to going with the high speed, energy efficient models of hand dryers over paper.
It kind of sneaks into something else I wanted to ask about. But before our talk today, you shared with me some information that you partnered with Metrics Lab, a research firm, on an international survey on restroom cleanliness in the post-pandemic world. Tell me about some of the findings there and how they pertain to the importance of your products.
Yeah, so I'll get there and want to kind of explain it a little bit quickly of historically, hand dryers have fought the perception of being unhygienic and blowing germs around the bathroom or on the hands. You know, this comes from the multi-billion dollar paper industry that likes to fund their own studies, and you get their own clickbait articles saying these things. But the actual science behind it approves that hand dryers are safe, and there's no difference from a human health standpoint of using a hand dryer or paper towels. And what the world agrees on, including the CDC and the World Health Organization, is that proper hand hygiene is what's important. And part of that is not just hand washing, which everyone hears about. Wash for 20 seconds, sing happy birthday twice, all those things you see, that hand thoroughly drying your hands is just as important. And it's not really what you use to do it, just make sure you do it. And that's the truth. Now, past that, The benefits of hand dryers are obvious. So you're not creating the waste of the paper. So there's significant costs. The environmental impacts are significant. We just did a brand new life cycle assessment in this past year. It proved up to a 94% reduction in carbon footprint versus even 100% recycled paper. That's a huge misconception out there. So you can save money, it helps keep your bathroom clean and all of this, but it's that hygiene standpoint or part that keep people sometimes from wanting to install dryers or use them. And the pandemic was definitely difficult for us. We had the perception of hand dryers blowing germs around the air, and there's a global pandemic with an airborne virus. That's very difficult, was for our industry. So we really worked hard to fight against that perception because we knew it wasn't true. And we're actually the first company to jump in and test our HEPA filters against viruses specifically. No other company had done that globally, as HEPA filters are tested to particulates and bacteria, but not virus. And we proved that our HEPA filter removed 99.99% of viruses from the air. That really helped us fight that stigma of being a hygienic product to use. So during this experience, and how this ties to Metrics Labs, was we just knew that the general public needed to be educated, and we wanted to know what people thought post-pandemic. What's their perceptions of restrooms now, as it's something we all have to deal with? And we wanted to know, so we did a global survey, 6 countries, over 4,000 people were surveyed in different categories. We did architects, interior designers, facility managers, operators for our vertical. So we picked the restaurant industry and picked restaurant owners, and then just your everyday consumer. And we asked them about post-pandemic, what do you feel about restrooms? And the results were extremely clear. It didn't matter who you were or what country you lived in, the number one concern is cleanliness and hygiene. And 100% of people agreed also that a dirty restroom reflects poorly on the establishment, and with restaurants, to the point of 80% of people said they would not or most likely would not return to that restaurant if they experienced a dirty restroom. So it led to the question of, okay, well, Joe, what makes a bathroom dirty then? What do people consider dirty? So we asked that question, and it was by far the number one contributing factor to a dirty restroom by all people was paper towels on the floor or overflowing in the wastebasket. So this was something that we had a feeling people thought, but we didn't know, and we didn't know what the results would be, but it was overwhelming. And that everyone agreed this is what makes that perception of, well, this is dirty, they're not cleaning their restroom. And so we're trying to now let people understand that, and that the touchless, high efficiency HEPA filtered hand dryer is the best choice for achieving proper hand hygiene, which includes dry hands. And another stat that we in our industry that we let people know that is also agreed upon globally is wet hands are 1,000 times more susceptible to receive germs or transfer them. And so your hands need to be dry. And actually, we're working with the University of Arizona, have been for the past year and a half, and we'll have a study coming out in the next couple of months with the results that show that people use paper towels to dry their hands, but they don't dry them completely. They kind of pat them real quick and just leave. They're in a hurry, but they leave moisture all over in between their fingers on their fingertips, and that's really bad, where you get the high efficiency hot air, it actually gets rid of all of the moisture on your skin, including what's called the residual moisture layer that only the heat can evaporate away that paper towels can't. So it gets you to a better state of dry by using our technology. And, you know, I think this is just a very critical fact that people should know.
You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. We're talking today with William Gagnon, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Excel Dryer. I'm glad you touched on the pandemic leading into that response, because I recall visiting your headquarters during the pandemic, writing a story about it to talk about advances in your HEPA filtration system, which is so important at the time, and also your work to donate mobile units to frontline responders. That was a really interesting time for businesses of all kinds, and I'm wondering, besides the specifics to your business, what kind of a challenge was the pandemic years for manufacturing in general, and how have you emerged from that?
Yeah, so I believe we felt the same or had the same issues as many manufacturers. And during COVID, it was very difficult to get materials into the building. So materials availability, materials cost increased. We also had all of the protocols that needed to be enhanced or added to our daily routines to be able to keep our building open as an essential business and to keep people from getting COVID or being sick. So keeping employees in the building to manufacture a product, you can't do that remote. You know, you need to be in the building. You need to be with other people. So that was very challenging. And we certainly were not alone in that challenge.
I wanted to transition to something that I heard about only recently. I know your company is global in more ways than one, not just selling dryers, but doing some good work around the world. I understand Excel has donated mobile hand dryers to relief sites in Turkey, where survivors are rebuilding after a major earthquake a year and a half ago. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that stemmed with something we created during the pandemic. And if you remember, there were a lot of pop-up facilities, mobile facilities, so creating hospitals and testing facilities outside under tents, you know, not in the building structure. So they didn't have facilities, restrooms, and they had to bring all of that to these sites. And thought, how can we mobilize our hand drying, because we could plug it into a standard outlet and then you'd have the ability to dry hands over and over again and eliminate that need to try and bring cases of paper towels to these mobile sites. And then, and the same thing of, you got to restock them and throw them away, when that's a lot of labor that's wasted time that could have been spent testing people coming through, like the mobile COVID testing sites where we donated them. And it was a big help. We also donated some HEPA filter dryers to police stations and fire stations. And that was with the help of our Congressman, Richie Neal. And he helped in the beginning, helping label us an essential business and product. And so that's kind of how that stemmed. And we looked internationally of, you know, this is a great solution. And we have a wonderful partner in Turkey that's expanding our product line and our brand. And they had the awful earthquakes. And we were talking with them, and it was very similar. There weren't the facilities, the buildings, everything turned into pop-up cities. And what they did there was they turned shipping containers into houses. They turned shipping containers into small medical healthcare facilities. None of those had restrooms or bathrooms. So they had to create mobile restrooms. And we had mobile hand hygiene stations that were built up and from the pandemic, and thought, hey, what a great use. And talked to the partner. She worked with the government there. And we ended up donating about 70 mobile hand drying units that would go into these containers that were turned into restrooms. And it really helped them because of all of the issues we had discussed about using paper towels as your drying solution. And our representative was just there a couple weeks ago. He'll be meeting with the first lady in Turkey. They were very thankful. It just it went over very well, and we were happy to help.
Do you see further opportunities going forward to give back in this way around the world? Is this kind of a part of an ongoing effort to sort of give back?
Yeah, absolutely. And for any of the natural disasters, so the hurricanes and the flooding that has just happened with the back-to-back hurricanes, where any kind of temporary pop-up facility, these units work fantastic and keep people focused on things that matter versus trying to worry about these paper towels. We're happy to donate to any of these sites and have in multiple smaller scenarios, but for these larger natural disasters, absolutely.
So the company's grown a lot in the last couple of decades. Your building in East Longmeadow has expanded over the years as well with your own growth. Tell me about the most recent physical growth of your footprint there.
Sure. So we ask people to put in our high efficiency hand dryers because it's good for the environment. It's better for human health and all of these reasons. And the trends in commercial construction are certainly toward designing and building green buildings. When the green movement came out, people thought it wasn't here to stay and it was a fad and it would just go away. And now it's part of commercial construction globally. It's something that people feel you have to do, not that you should do. So that's been a major change. And now with the new WELL certification, which is focused on health and wellness in a building, you know that they have a stat that 90% of our time is spent indoors. So we need to improve the indoor quality of these facilities. So that's what WELL is really targeting at, is the indoor environment quality, which includes not just air quality, but many other factors. So we wanted to practice what we preach, and in expanding our office space, I wanted to work with a leading architect firm that designed sustainable buildings and worked with the WELL organization, and we wanted to achieve the new WELL certification in our office and make it become WELL certified. And that was a driving force behind this whole renovation. But my challenge to the architect was, I'd like to design the most beautiful, sustainable, and healthy workplace office environment possible. And so every single product in this expansion has a story behind it. A few examples would be the carpeting that we use, and our colors are blue, black, and white. So we have a lot of blue. And we have this pattern in here, looks like undulating waves in the carpet with the blue and the gray. And that's a reason, because the carpets is made from used fishing nets from third world countries that would get thrown away, and they're troublesome in the recycling and sometimes end up just being left in the water. And that's issues with the marine environment. So there's a whole product line that uses these fishing nets and they turn it into this carpet line. So we use that. A lot of things we have here are high in pre and post consumer recycled content. Our lighting, although it was certainly more expensive than your everyday lighting, but it's actually what's called self-tuning lights, and they change their brightness and hue depending on the time of day and how much natural light is in the office. And it helps with the circadian rhythms, which has been proven to reduce headaches and migraines. And basically, this is helping the human environment and the health of the employees without even realizing it. We have air purification called Life Air, which is the best in the industry, that kills all VOCs, airborne germs and viruses in a single pass. So our air is clean. We have natural light. We have the self-tuning lights. It's just a great story. We basically wanted to create a model for other people who are designing commercial spaces on how to achieve a sustainable and healthy workplace that can be both LEED and WELL certified.
We're almost out of time, but I would like to touch on quickly also the people inside that workplace. Excellus received probably too many awards to mention here for some of its products, but one just jumps out at me. You were named one of the 100 best workforces for innovators for 2024 by Fast Company. Tell me about what that entails and what the importance of workforce culture is to you.
Yeah, so it's very, very important to us, and we're proud of the people that we employ. And we have a great workforce that's making a living wage and making a very dependable product here in the United States. And that's very important to us. So we want XL Dryer to be a great place to work that people are happy to work at. And with our products, we want them to work and be dependable, but also enjoyable to use as well. And we've done some innovative things, and particularly with Fast Company, we teamed up with an organization called Artists for Humanity. It's out of Boston. They're the largest employer of teen artists in the region. And they basically allow these teens who couldn't afford to go to art school to come there and learn art, expand on their abilities. And we had about teen artists design custom covers for our products that look very cool, and trying to bring some art and some design into the restroom with our product. And it's gone over very well. So they're all over their own facility, so these kids can see their own art up on the wall on a functioning product. But we also donate back a percent of proceeds if anybody wants to put some of these dryers into their own building and use the art they designed, we give back. But we're just trying to show that something creative we can do with any dryer is put any kind of image on it. So we do a lot of schools with colors and mascots and things like that. But the Artists for Humanity has been a rewarding program, and it's got a lot of interest and won a lot of awards.
That's all the time we have today. Bill, Excel has just had such a great story to tell over the last couple of decades. It's always nice to check in with you, and I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. I'm Joe Bednar, the editor of Business West, and we'll see you next time.